Rosenstein, Victor 91.5, Curtis Parks, People and Songs, as we as we talked about last week. What a weird name for a band.
No. So
People and Songs and Instruments and such.
Keep your eye on that one. Mm-hmm. That I put almost every song of that album on. It is probably mm-hmm. the best album of the year.
Ooh.
We like the Belonging Company stuff you put on,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
That's very good.
That actually, you know what? I was thinking of the other one. I was thinking of the Belonging Company.
Yeah. The People and Songs, terrible.
That's terrible. No, actually, I put quite a few, but not all of them on. But the Belonging Company is killer. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's a song called Hunger and Thirst coming up from the Belonging Company in just a few minutes. But Ray Haynes is here on Rosenstein today and talking about Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and some pretty pointed stuff about the year that is coming.
Yes, we're going to dig into the year because we need to know this. If there ever was a year you need to be prepared for, boy, it is this year. As Christians, we can have a massive impact, but if we're not prepared for it, we're just going to get defeated. So let's be prepared. All right, Day of Atonement. Okay, ordinarily, the high priest's outfit had bright colors. I mean, like a peacock. He was just, you know, impressive there. And a breastplate of precious stone. So he was just looking awesome. He's supposed to represent that. On Yom Kippur, the high priest was required to take off all the glorious robes and change them for simple white linen garments in order to get into the Holy Holies. You can't approach God with anything that's, you know, like that. So he looked like any other priest. Ordinary. So this foreshadowed Jesus, our great high priest, putting aside all the heavenly glory, putting on flesh to become one of us, and yet remaining holy. Mm-hmm. Now, each of us who knows Jesus as our Messiah belongs to a royal priesthood. We're called to enter the presence of God. But in order to do that, we have to strip ourselves of our pride, of our egos, of our worries, of our concerns, become humbly into the presence of God. So the Day of Atonement, this particular day in history, 5,778 years ago, is when the high priest sacrificed several different things. Number one, a bull that would cover the sins of the priesthood, right? Just for the priesthood, not for the people, just for the priesthood. To enter in, he'd go through that veil or curtain that separated this holiest places from the rest of the temple. And the word that's used for that comes from a root that means to break apart or to fracture, but also rigor and severity. Mm. It's an unusual word. Mm-hmm. It's really this veil that you come through. What is this veil? Fracture, rigor, severity. The veil represented the separation between God and man due to man's sin. Mm-hmm. That the veil represented Jesus, and when he died on the cross for sin, which separated us from God, the veil was torn. It was fractured. But what caused that rigor and severity, what he went through caused that. The high priest would be covered. Now, think about this. A lot of times we don't think about this with the priest, but they're sacrificing animals, okay? So they're covered in blood. He's got white clothes on. That's not what you wear when you, you know, you're chopping up animals. And that's what you do. You're chopping them up. You're sacrificing them. And so by this time, when he makes the sacrifice of this, it's a huge cow, right? So he's got blood everywhere. He's no longer white clothes. He's red clothes, right? So he's covered in blood. And he goes into the Holy of Holies to pour blood on the mercy seat. Now, the Hebrew word for that, kaparet, is derived from kafir, which means cover. All right? Think about this. But it also means to purge, to make atonement, to ransom, or redeem. Basically, the cross is what that word means. So, kaparet is also related to word you hear. We're here for Yom Kippur. It's related to the word kippur or kipper, which is translated as purge, atone, expiate, propitiate. So here's kind of an interesting part for me. It's written in plural on this particular day, so it's really Yom Kippurim. It's a day like Purim. So it cleanses us of multitudes of sin. So if you know the story of Esther and Haman, Purim was a day of deliverance and salvation. So this day, it was created before Esther and Haman, was a day that was going to be like this day of setting free from multiple sins, changing who you are. That, because the story of Esther and Haman actually gave them authority and power to be a different people on that particular day. So what happens on this day is God changes changes you into something else. So we are going to look at, we looked at the bull right there, right? Mm-hmm. But now, as when we first started out, when we come back, we're going to look at the two goats, but we're going to look at it in the aspect of two distinct people who have passed away. We talked about during Yom Kippur, there's always a famous person that dies. I don't know why, just the way it is. So this next one's going to be a little bit longer, but we're going to look at what it means and why God had two goats sacrificed on this day for the people.
Ray Haynes teaching on Yom Kippur on Risenstein this morning. Don't forget you have until Sunday to get your buckets here for the Hurricane Bucket Challenge. That is, buy a 5-gallon bucket, fill a 5-gallon bucket with the supplies listed at the Victory 91.5 website, and bring that bucket to Victory 91.5 here on Sawney Drive and Cumming, and you can just drop it off at the front door if the station is closed.
I'm Kevin Herbert of the